WHO.
That's WHO.
We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope your morning's going well. On today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. Like I always say, it doesn't do any good to complain anyway. So
exactly. Every day's a good day. Some days are just better than others.
Exactly. Looks like we're going to talk about some plant-based diets today.
Yeah, so the plant-based diet has really got a lot of attention lately, and I know the USDA is working on new dietary guidelines, so plant-based is all being talked about quite a bit. So we just really want to put it out there that how dairy plays a role in a plant-based diet.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take our quick break here, and we will come back, and we'll talk with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council on plant-based diets here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back again. This is The People Speak, and we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, going to talk today, I guess, about plant-based diets. So I guess, obviously, it's got to do with plants and what we eat.
Yes. And a lot of people kind of ask, you know, what is a plant-based diet? And there isn't really a clearly defined term. So plant foods, you know, that includes your fruits and vegetables, your whole grains, nuts, seeds, and legumes. But it can really just mean building your meals starting with plants. So starting with those fruits and vegetables and things like that. There's, you know, vegetarians out there. There's vegans. There's flexitarians. So there's so many different types of plant-based diets out there. But plant-based can mean a flexible eating plan still, and really making sure that we're still getting in all of those food groups and just making sure that we're getting more plants in our diet too. Okay, I think that we can all agree vegetables are good for us.
True. There, you know, as a kid, I can remember, you know, it's like, ooh, I'm not going to eat that. But then once I actually try, it's like, you know, it's not too bad, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you make a good point that food really is about taste, too. So we still got to be eating things that we like and nourishing our bodies at the same time.
And there's, you know, we've talked about smoothies on here before. I've seen, you know, the ones where you can get that they're green, you know. Where you would normally look at that and go, I'm not going to drink something that's green, you know. But I actually try one of those. They taste good, and they're good for you. I mean,
exactly. Yeah, and dairy is a big part in smoothies that makes it taste good. I know when I make my smoothies in the morning, I do like a berries and then spinach and yogurt and milk, and it still tastes super good. And I'm sneaking in some of those plant-based foods.
And if you think, you know, spinach in that, it's like, that, you know,
sounds goes with weird.
Berries. I don't know.
But it doesn't have hardly any taste. Mm-mm. So it kind of sneaks in there.
True. You kind of mentioned here too, you know, plant-based diets, you're a little more flexible on what you can.
Absolutely. Plant-based diets can be flexible. I think a lot of people, when they hear plant-based diet, they immediately think vegetarian or even stricter vegan. But it can be flexible. We're just looking at having half the plate fruits and vegetables, following those dietary guidelines, and still getting in our 3 servings of dairy a day.
So obviously, this is going to be a healthier diet.
So a lot of people ask, like, is this a healthier option? So there's a lot of research that shows the health benefits that of including plant foods. The vitamins, the minerals, the fiber, a lot of our dietary fiber comes from, or actually all dietary fiber comes from plant-based options. And as Americans, we don't consume enough fiber. So there's tons of benefits that come from plant foods. Another thing to note that research also shows preventative health benefits to getting in 3 servings of dairy a day too. And that's not a plant-based food. Mm-hmm. So it's really about balance and making sure that we're focusing on the big picture of our diet and enjoying it too.
That's kind of important to enjoy what you're eating too, because if you don't enjoy it, you're really not going to stick with it.
No. And a lot of people say, you know, food is medicine, and that is very true, but food is not as simple as just taking a pill. There's so much more that goes into food. Eating is a social thing. It's a cultural thing. So making sure that we're enjoying our food too is so, so important.
And just mentioned, it's important to consider, you know, the food availability, how well foods are like, you know, eating patterns, things like that. There are a lot of different things you can look into.
Yes. And plant foods, and one thing to note too is that plant foods really cannot provide 100% of the nutrients that we need in a day. They provide a lot of the good nutrients that we need, but one nutrient to mention is B12, and that is only found in animal sources. So if someone's omitting dairy, poultry, eggs, and meat, they would definitely need to supplement B12 to be able to get all of the nutrients that their body needs.
Okay, so, if you're eating 100% correctly, then you don't need any supplements, but you know, none of us, I don't think, you know, eat exactly everything we need to or should.
Yes, and I am a dietitian, and I can say that I still am not perfect. And I personally take a multivitamin just to make sure I'm kind of covering all my bases there and things like that.
What about the environmental impact?
So one thing with the plant-based diet, as far as environmental impact goes, is that people typically, one of the many reasons people turn to plant-based, vegetarian, vegan diets, do it for the environmental impact. But considering population and land available in certain areas and how many people would need to eat plant foods to attempt to meet 100% of their nutrition needs, there's simply not enough farmland to make that happen. So, you know, dairy only impacts for 2% of the greenhouse gases produced in the U.S., and cows are naturally nutrient upcyclers. This is kind of an interesting fact that I just learned, too, which means that they take plant foods that we as humans simply cannot digest and turn it into something nutritious and delicious for our bodies that we can digest. So kind of taking, you know, the environmental impact, 2% of greenhouse gases come from dairy, whereas if we're getting fruits and vegetables from super far away, a lot of the greenhouse gas emissions are coming from transport and things like that.
Right.
So kind of putting in perspective that whole environmental impact thing with the plant-based diet.
We've talked about this before, but dairy is a local product. I mean,
absolutely. Dairy is very local. Typically, it only takes about 48 hours for the milk to come from the cow and get to the refrigerator at the grocery store. So it's super local and super fresh, and it's traveling a short distance. So we're saving some greenhouse gas emissions just in transport with the trucks and things like that.
So if you go to the store and pick up a gallon of milk as soon as they deliver it, then 48 hours ago, that milk was still in the cow.
Absolutely, yes. Which is wild to me. They have it really, really down to a T as far as transport with this. So.
Right. Now, obviously, you know, I mean, you're with the Dairy Council, so we're going to include dairy in this. What about dairy included in a plant-based diet?
So dairy is a super, you know, I always say this when I come on the show, but it's a super important part of your diet. It has very, very important nutrients in it. So milk is a leading source for 3 out of the 4 nutrients of concerns in Americans. And these nutrients that we aren't getting enough of are calcium, vitamin D, and potassium. And I know that I already in the segment mentioned fiber. That's the 4th nutrient, and that comes from plant foods. So, you know, pairing together dairy foods with plant foods is getting us all of those nutrients of concern that people don't typically get in their diet. So that's why, you know, consuming dairy and consuming plants is both super important.
Get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and they pair well together.
you mentioned, you know, plant-based is not a clearly defined term. What do you...
It isn't, and, you know... it's whatever you want to make of it. But I think the whole thing that I'm trying to, say and get people to think about is kind of creating a lifestyle that has balance, making sure that you're getting the fiber from those plant-based foods, and you're also getting all the good stuff that comes from dairy. Another really big health benefit that, the digestive benefits of both. So, I mentioned fiber. Fiber is super good for our gut health with plant foods, but also dairy can be super important for our gut health too, with the probiotics that you find in yogurt or kefir or some of the fermented dairy products. So those combined together can create a super good balance for our gut health or our digestive health. Another important thing is, like we said, flavor. They pair really well together. I know that I don't like broccoli unless it has cheese on it. So that's a really good pairing right there. I'm getting tons of good nutrients in it. And then also just, creating a healthy eating pattern, not thinking too much about it, but making sure we're getting about 3 servings of vegetables, 2 servings of fruit, and 3 servings of dairy in a day.
Right. So just kind of make sure you get some in, and we mentioned plant-based too. I mean, if it basically grows in the ground, it's probably considered a plant-based food.
Yeah. And most of our foods are plant-based, even our French fries, those are plant-based, not the healthiest.
At one point in their life.
But yes, with, potatoes, green vegetables, all the different types of vegetables, fruits, our crackers, whole grain crackers, pastas, those are all plant-based foods.
What about the healthiness, I guess if that's a word, healthiness option of plant-based diets?
And it's definitely, plant-based diet is a healthy option to go. It doesn't mean that we can't include meat in our diet. It doesn't mean we shouldn't be including dairy. But making sure that we are getting more plants is definitely a good thing to think about, to get that fiber and pairing it with our dairy products and our meat products to get all of those nutrients in.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here and we'll come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. This is People Speak. Kelsey with us today from the St. Louis Dairy Council. We're talking about plant-based diets and and I've got my papers mixed up here, but somehow, there we go. What were we on?
We're talking about some quick and easy pairings. Between plants and our dairy products. And I know I already mentioned broccoli and cheese, which is my favorite pairing. But we can also do lots of other things. Like you could do yogurts and, get a plain yogurt and make it into a ranch dip or even into a fruit dip too. You could do pairings like yogurt parfaits, where you got that yogurt and you're putting some fresh fruit on there and granola, so you're getting your whole grains in. You can do things with just a simple pairing that everyone does at some point in their life. Mm-hmm. It's just milk and cereal, dairy paired with those grains. Or grilled cheese is a good grain pairing too. Whole wheat bread with your favorite cheese. If you're looking at plant-based, we're thinking about legumes too, so you could do black bean quesadilla, you could do a burrito bowl, which is one of my favorite dishes. You could also do pairings with nuts and seeds too, so you could yogurt topped with some almonds, or you could add seeds or nuts to your favorite milk and cereal. There's endless amounts of pairings that you can put dairy with plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, a lot of different options available. Yeah. It's not like, people tend to think when they think plant-based, it's like, oh, I'm going to be sitting here stuffing lettuce in my mouth or, spinach or something. And it's like, no, get creative with it.
Exactly. Plant-based doesn't have to mean boring or, diet food. It just means that we're getting those good nutrients in and fibers and whole grains and pairing it with our dairy products and other things as well.
Right. So, that's my train there. I was thinking of something, but what kind of advice do you have for people who want to make healthier choices in their diets?
So the biggest thing that I tell people, and back whenever I did diet coaching, is just to start by setting small, achievable goals. So maybe your first goal is just going to be like, okay, this week I'm going to start eating my breakfast and getting in those three meals a day. And then maybe with this week with dinner, I'm going to make sure every single meal I eat has a vegetable component or something like that. So making sure that you're starting small. If you're not consuming any dairy, you know, pumping it from one serving to two servings a day or something like that, starting small and achieving those goals slowly. Be really specific whenever you make goals. This is something that I try to do every week in my little agenda book. I'll make a goal for myself for the week to make sure that you're holding yourself accountable. So instead of saying, I want to eat more dairy foods or I need more vegetables, you need to say, I am going to get two servings or three servings in of dairy per day, and this is how I'm going to do it. Just little things like that. The other thing is being realistic, too. You know, everybody has busy lives and things are kind of crazy right now with the pandemic. So don't go cold turkey with things. You know, some people are like, okay, well, today I'm going to start this super intense diet. And that's how you fall off track. You get a weekend, your life is busy, you don't have time to meal prep, and you kind of just fall off track. So making it small.
Right. So kind of a... breaking down into more achievable goals, like you said.
Yes, absolutely. Because the bigger the goal, the more scary and daunting it can be, which can also, you know, follow up to my next point, too, is just don't get discouraged. If you fall off the wagon, get back on, because we all do that. I'm a dietitian, and I do that for sure. The weekends are super hard for us all. But don't get discouraged if you have one bad meal, because that's not going to make or break things for you.
Right. It's just like, I don't know, about 6-7 years ago, I lost a whole bunch of weight, and it's like, I felt great, and I gained it all back, and it's kind of like, it's like, okay, no, I took it off once, I can take it off again, you know.
Absolutely, yes, and not getting upset with yourself, because it's already, you know, it is what it is at this point. We just got to do better moving forward.
What kind of resources are available for people that want some help maybe in creating a balanced or healthy food diet?
One of my favorite resources is the choosemyplate.gov. It kind of helps you to create a balanced plate, with half of it being fruits and vegetables, a quarter of it being from whole grains, a quarter from protein, and also dairy with every meal. If you really are wanting help with your diet, always consult a registered dietitian. They're the nutrition experts and can help you get an eating plan that's just for you. Because, like I said, we don't all eat the same. Plant-based means something different for everybody. Or just, you know, make sure that you research well on the internet. Dietary Guidelines for Americans is already recommending this type of eating. So that's a good resource as well.
Okay. So, and obviously, the St. Louis Dairy Council website has resources as well.
Yeah, you know, we call ourselves nutrition educators, but all of us that work at the St. Louis Dairy Council are registered dietitians too, and we come up with resources all the time and recipes. So if you're in a rut and you want some new recipes, head to our website at stldairycouncil.org. We actually just came out with a resource called Dairy and the Plant-Based Diet as a downloadable. That's on our website too, or follow us on social media at STL Dairy Council.
Okay, so several different places that you can find out more information. Basically, just it's one of those things where you just decide to do it and then kind of build your routine up, I guess.
Yes, got to be ready to commit and start small, and eventually you'll be surprised how far you get.
Again, they can get in contact, or they can find information at what?
At stldairycouncil.org. Also, if anybody is ever interested in, you know, more information, they can email me at kbentledge at stldairycouncil.org.
And be happy to give them some pointers.
Yes, I'll do the best I can, but I'm not perfect either.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are, so.
No, we're only human.
Right. Well, Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.